Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Live? Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
I'm all right. What's going on, Taz?
Nothing much. I'm glad to have you here. First of all, I want to say it's an honor to have you on the show because, I was looking at an album that I pulled out today. It was a song with you and DJ Red Alert, She's So Deaf. I'm thinking that was in 1986 or 85. 85, that's what was written on the album itself. And I was like, man, that's a long time ago. I was listening to this, playing this thing right here.
You tell my age now. Tell my age.
So you down here in the ATL. You are originally from New York, right?
Yes. But, you know, it ain't where you're from. It's where you at. College Park in the house.
I hear you. So tell us from when you when you first started, starting off, because I know it was from that Roxanne Shante thing where they actually let us hear you nationally. I know you were doing something in New York. I'm from Ohio. So when I first heard of you, it was doing battles with the Roxanne Shante songs. So tell us a little about that, how you first started.
Well, you know, it started back in 1985. It was on New Year's. And we heard the record of Roxanne Shante. And, you know, we heard this voice. And when we heard the R-O-X-A-N-N-E, Spider D heard what she was talking about. He said, yo, you're going to answer that. So we went on and we answered that record. And from there was history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and after that, what could be said? We just went around the world doing our own thing, battling each other.
Okay, then cool. And what have you been doing after that? What got you to come down to the A? I know you're doing a holy hip hop now, which is so cool. And how did you get started in that?
Well, actually, you know, it's a story behind that. You know, I gave my life to Christ. You know, after being on crack cocaine for 17 years, going through domestic violence, homelessness, prostitution, nowhere to go, no one to talk to, you know, and I remember my mom introduced me to a man named Jesus, and I got on my knees and I just cried out. And the Bible also says those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and he saved me just then. And ironically, my kids, I asked them what did they want for Christmas, because back then, you know, through my disobedience, I never bought them nothing for Christmas. And they said, we want you to come to Atlanta. So I picked up with my two babies through marriage with one bag, and I headed for the ATL, and the rest is history.
Now, you do a lot of work with the youth, too, because I went to one of your youth conferences. I've seen the passion and I heard the passion from you. Can you explain a little bit about that, too?
Sure. You know, I work with youth on an everyday basis. Actually, I'm in a school called Crossroads, East Point Second Chance. It's an alternative school in East Point. And I work with all the girls there and then the young men as well. But I have a social skills class and a life skill class, and just teaching them the right way to go, the wrong and the right. There's a right path and there's a wrong path. And just giving them encouragement and hope and knowing to let them know that that God is a God of second chances. You know, if he done it for me, he can do it for you. And that's just what I do. And I also do Youth Against Violence conferences, Youth Against Violence educational workshop every other Saturday here in the ATL. You know, it's getting big, and that's just what we need to do, because children are our future, and what are we doing about it? We can always talk about it, but we need to be about it. The Bible also says there's so many talkers, there's talkers, but not enough doing. The harvest is plenty, but the labor's a few.
Well, I'm sure behind you on that, because, like I said, when I seen you, when I first went to one, I guess about 3-4 months ago, and I heard you speaking with so much passion that, you know, it affected me. You know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing, because you are affected and reaching out and touching people. So I admire you for that, and I'm really behind you all the way on that as well.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know, our children are dying, and it's not pointing the finger at no one, but we must stop and look and say, wow, when we were 12, we weren't doing this, or, you know, we didn't have access to the internet. We didn't have access to many open, everything is just here, you know, at their hand and feet,
right.
And we're in trouble. We're in trouble. If we don't begin to pray and help our children and try to send them in another direction, I'm telling you, these are doctors, our lawyers, our bishops, our teachers, our astronauts. What are we going to do, Taz? What are we going to do? You
right.
know, they
right.
bless them. America, God, quick.
So once you got saved, the music still was in you to do this gospel, holy hip hop. So what turned you towards that? I mean, did you always have that plan after you got saved, or just something that happened?
What, meaning my music? Say that again.
Doing the gospel, holy hip hop. I said music was still always in you, so I guess once you transformed and changed and became saved, did you decide you wanted to do holy hip-hop right then and there, or did it just come about?
You know, actually, Taz, I wrote my first gospel song here in Atlanta, Georgia, visiting Spider D in 96, and I called Reverend Run, and I said, Run, I have something for you. And he said, what, Spark? And I said, it's a gospel song. And, you know, this is before he was even Reverend Run. So, you know, in the spirit, I must have seen something, but not knowing what I was doing. Amen? But, yes, once I got with Christ, I just never gave up. You know, music is always in me. Yeah, music is always in me, will always be in me. And I began to sing about the love of the goodness of God. I began to change my lyrics to begin to uplift Christ instead of uplifting man. And 2007, I won the Song of the Year in the Gospel Choice Awards, and that was nobody but God, because I didn't have a record out, and I know you didn't buy it, so it had to have been God. I went against Juanita Pyman, Bishop Paul Morton, Canton Jones, and the rest of those cats, and God just found favor in me, you know, and I just thank God for that. But my new album will be out in the beginning of August, well, as with my book, and that's called From the Pit to the Palace.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play For the Streets. I played it before on my show, but I actually played it with the artist right here, Sparky D, on ATAZP Live.
Right. millions. The real church is in the street, not stuck in a building. Mark 16, 15, preach the word to the world. Gotta get your Bibles, it's vital to reach the boys and the girls. Nah, nah, nah. Gotta go to the street so you can teach so many laws that they toss. Just like the sea, pray on your knees with Minister Sparky D.
You're listening to another TAZ production live and recorded live. I am G. Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Visit me there, blogtalkradio.com/G. Wright, and then check me out on myspace.com/G. Wright Sing. And then visit my official website at gwrightonline.com. Again, you know what? You're listening to another TAZ production, live and recorded live.
This is TAZ on ATAZP Live. You just heard a song by Sparky D. And Sparky D had told me before we even came on that she hoped her phone didn't drop out. And what it did while it was playing, it dropped out. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play G. Wright song, Love Always. G. Wright is having a CD release party in D.C. this Saturday. Congratulations to G. Wright. I also did his show this afternoon while he was on the road. I DJed in studio. So this is G. Wright's song, Love Always, the mastered version on ATAZP Live.
Every minute, love every hour, love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, he hates his brother. He's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us his command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother.
Like I said, has his album released this Saturday in D.C. Good luck to G. Wright, one of my personal friends. Called him and helped do his show on the road while he was driving to D.C. today. 404, caller 404. This is ATAZP Live. Hello?
Yeah, what's going on, Taz? This is Sparky. I'm sorry. My phone just blanked out on me, so I apologize to y'all out there, my folk out there.
It's all good. It's all good. And we played For the Street, which, like I said, it was head bumping for me when I went to your MySpace page and heard it. I was like, yeah, I'm feeling that right there. So,
yeah, we're remixing that right about now for the new album.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I had some more music that we grew up on. Well, you know, not saying our ages, but that we did grow up on.
It's all good.
So I'm gonna play this little mix just to see if you know some of the songs that's involved. It's about 5 minutes. Here we go. Mix number one.
Who can
Sparky D. Did you remember any of those?
I sure did. I remember them all. You took me way back in that diggity day.
That was MC Shan on Jane, this crazy thing. Of course, The Treacherous Three. Action was Orange Crush, which was produced by Russell Simmons and Larry Smith. And Rock Master Scott and the Dynamic Three is Life. Now, that's an old one where I was like, whoa, I ain't heard his life in a minute.
Yeah, you took me way back. As a matter of fact, you know, I used to tour with Rock Master Scott and the Dynamic Three all the time. And we got really, really close on tour.
Okay,
actually,
that's cool.
Yeah, actually, through the grapevine, Rock Master Scott and Sparky D got real, real, real close. That's the first time I ever said that in the interview.
Ain't that a trip? Because I was going through my albums today, just picking songs at random. So I put that on there, and by habit, y'all heard it here. They were real close back in the Dizzy.
Yeah. Thank God for Jesus. But if anybody even knows where Rockmaster Scott at, you know, please shout it out. Let Taz know. Get connected with somebody because we're really looking for him.
Well, to be honest with you, I'll try to look it up on the internet because I write a lot of these. Because I got all these albums here. You know, like I told you, I got a big library.
His crew actually is looking for him, so, you know, I don't know what's the deal with that. But
yeah,
anyway.
I'll try to see if I can find out, you know, just pinpoint it on the net. Because this net,
right.
Internet is a blessing in itself trying to find people. And I found you through the net, matter of fact. I had invited you here a couple of times so you could come and listen to some beats, but I got a beat off of my new CD that I dropped with ZoomMusic.com, and it's just numbered, but it's a beat going to this Glory song that I wrote on one of my gospel CDs, Be Blessed 50, I think it is, and it was sung by, it was performed by Miss V and me. This is a just a random beat. I call it Glory Beat, but on the Zoom Music CD is beat 459 because I got them all numbered.
Okay.
And that's what I'm looking for right now. Here it is right here. Just a sample of this beat. It's a Glory Beat. just a little taste of that beat that I did.
All right, that's hot.
Hey, like I said, I did it for a CD, Be Blessed 50. I'm on Be Blessed 60 right now, which will be finished in two songs. Just waiting on the people to sing them. Going to Virginia next week to record them.
Okay.
Also, I got a cousin that does gospel hip hop, and his name is Jay Bug. He has performed with what's his name, John Rubin.
Uh-huh.
He performed with some more cats too that on the gospel, on the Holy Gospel tour. It was a rap tour that was going around down the East Coast, and he toured with a couple of folks doing that. So this is one of his songs. He does it like once a year, boom, there's a CD, and I'm like, man, I didn't even know you was working on anything. Then he dropped one. So this is called Fat in the Game. This is my cousin, Jay Bug.
Hey, bring the chance that your life can change. Till the hoop is caught up in the whips, kicks and chains. Fat in the game, when we laying black and gray. Mixed in between the wheels and hills, calling it gray. Every day, bring the chance that your life can change. Till the hoop is caught up in the whips, kicks and chains. Fat in the game, when we laying flat and gray. Mixed in between the wheels and hills, calling it gray.
Yeah, know what's the dilly, silly making mad moves, huh? Really game, twisting like Grays, faded out like a Philly. Okay, bruh, you're ballin', a drug dealer, but who's sitting up in your crew is the squiller, the whistleblower, the one pushing more white stuff and snow blowers. I know you're thinking you're quick, but you're much slower than the average. War mad, lame, now you're savage. I guess killing your own is worth living lavish. One bright sunny day in the middle of June, your boy got popped acting like a buffoon. Came back blowing up like clowns and balloons, chasing every chick you could to the hotel room. It seemed from that point that you wanted to change, but instead you stupid and you wanted the street fame. Wanting every hood rat to know your name, every hood rat to rock your chain. Every day brings a chance that your life can change. Till the hoop is caught up in the whips, kicks and chains. Fat in the game, when we laying flat in your grave. Mixed in between the wheels and heels, calling it brave. Every day brings a chance that your life can change. Till the hoop is caught up in the whips, kicks and chains. Fat in the game, when we laying flat in your grave. Mixed in between the wheels and heels, calling it brave.
Now to the puffers, money lovers and the rotten guts. Tight beats to make you bob your head, shake your butt. Real lyrics, keep it true, let you know what's up. Show respect to the Christ, he's the risen son. Yeah, now here it is again, listen to the blend coming from within. Ladies and all the gentlemen, in the days, habits got you stuck, still playing games. Impressions made only in the mentals of a lame. Frustrated by life's ills and people often kill. And hope a pockets feel, get a job, pay your bills. You gotta keep it real, handshake, seal the deal. It's hard to make a meal when your body's lying still. And throw by the flow of cash, your life soon will crash. Your people throw you slash, and then you make a dash. You're ignorant, but I feel your intent. Try to make them in possessing power like parliament. Oh well, will you end up in hell? You're on trouble's trail, standing at the door, ringing doorbells, big like pun. Now you got two sons, written like Ben Johnson. You're on the run. Remember when you snitched here? Still you did a bit. Shocked out, but you came back home to live. Tried to raise your kids, then you hit a skid, broke into a crib. Evidence, you tried to rig. You're an enemy of the state like Will Smith. And now you're hitting splits, drinking on fifths. So now that you be laying stiff. Every day brings a chance that your life can change. Still hoop is caught up in the whips, kicks and chains. Fat in the game, when we laying flat, you're gray. Mixed in between the wheels and heels, calling it gray. Every day brings a chance that your life can change. Still hoop is caught up in the whips, kicks and chains. Fat in the game, when we laying flat, you're gray. Mixed in between the wheels and heels, calling it gray.
Now once again, the villain thrown in, the lion's den. Need to know where will it end and where did it begin. And sin soon to be covering me, just like my skin. I need to get my life right and quit following trends. Now I'm striving to do better soon, you'll be arriving. No need to be conniving, I'm simply recognizing the rights that you gave to me on Calvary. No more bound by stupidity, I want to be free. Gotta need you.
That's my cousin Jay Bug. That's my cousin Jay Bug on ATAZP. Sat in the game. that boy he be spitting for real. So we be tripping on every time he come out with something. I be like, man, I know it's got to be hot. I got to get it. Here's one back in the day by you.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, I got to play you. Here it is. He's my DJ, Sparky D, DJ Red Alert.
Shh, shh. Guess who's coming?
DJ Red, 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 DJ Red,
chilling in the cut. This is Rolanda 700 from Rolanda700.com, and you are listening to ATAZP recorded live. I'm coming at you strong, I'm coming at you straight. We're just chilling in the cut, ATAZP, recorded live. Chilling in the cut.
ATAZP recorded live. Sparky D.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Cool DJ Red Alert.
Tell him, wait a minute. Yo, Red, tell him what I mean. Say zig, zig.
Zig, 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 zig.
Oh, man.
Yo, you know, and I really meant that thing. You know, that now, you brought me back way back. That was like 21 years old, 19 years old.
That was 1985, right?
Wow.
Man, I'm telling you, I was like, I was tripping when I heard it. When I heard it back then, that part, I said, check it out, what she getting ready to do. Yo, Red, tell me what I mean, say zig, zig. And I broke it down. I'm like, oh, heck no.
What's it?
I love
cool
that song.
Cool DJ Red Alert is still up and popping, man, hot in the ATL as well as New York. You know, I got to give it up for Cool DJ Red Alert, man. I mean, he's just the greatest, man. He's all-time, worldwide, Hall of Fame, icon, legend. You know, got to give it up for Cool DJ Red Alert, a humble man, very humble man, and he's still up and running.
Do y'all ever talk when he's down
here? Yes, totally honest. We talk like twice a month.
Cool.
Twice a month, and you know, we run into each other. When I call, no matter where he's at, radio, he'll say Spark, hold on, and we just get to talking. As a matter of fact, I spoke to him 4 days ago.
That's cool. That's cool. Because I know he performs down here and does sets down here at different clubs and whatnot.
Yes, he does. As a matter of fact, you can find him. You know, I'm plugging him. I got to plug my man. You can find him, I think, at the float room, the float boat or the boat float. I don't know, but I know it's at Stonecrest Mall on Sunday night.
Right, right. Now, I have seen and heard on the radio stations down here advertising about his sets. So I knew he'd come down here. He actually stays down here, don't he?
Yes, you know, yes, he does. He does stay down here. Somewhere in a corner somewhere.
I got another mix to see if you know some of the, it's about four songs deep. I'm sure you know this because this is all New York. And being that I'm from Ohio, how in the heck I'm supposed to have some New York songs, I don't know. But I got them all. Here go another mix.
All right.
Warning. The Surgeon General of Chilltown, New York, has determined that the sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear. I'm gonna spank, gonna freak, gonna rap to the beat, gonna make you want to move your feet, cause I'm as cool as ice, sweeter than honey, the kid of paradise that's on the money. I can't hide a lover for the sweet young girls, that's guaranteed to rock their well. So come on, people, stop standing in the dance, cause Ronnie G is ready to rock your whole pleasure rock this, y'all. I keep on. I'm gonna rock till the freaks are gone. So just run through the streets and let it be known. MC Ronnie G is on the microphone. Here to socialize and do his best to rock the mic with a lot of finesse. So just clap your hands and stomp your feet. And when you're ready to jam, just call on me. And I'll come in rocking with my golden mic. And there ain't no stopping to the early light. Yes, y'all. You don't stop. When the Ronnie G begins to rock, see, I'm two for one, and I'm so divine. I do the
break it up. I'll let your mind, I make you feel like a superstar with big champagne and a fancy car. Shit, if you ever have a day when everything just seems to be untrue, or from a fight with your lover and a word with your mother to a wacky day in school, or when Pepto-Bismol and aspirin just won't get the spot, and Tylenol and Tristan just won't get the job. Well, just call on me any hour and I'll help you with your grief. You see, now I'm the guy with music power and music spells relief. So when Fuma tears up and I'm dry, this seems to be at your side. Well, just put on my sound when you're feeling down and I'll heal you with my vibes. Cause from California to New York City, I'm the one who's known to have that fertility, the almost impossible super collapse. So MC, just go leave. That guarantee.
Dear to my heart, I will never forget that. I can't forget it.
The first one was Raptivity by Ronnie G. Murphy's Dance by Spider D. Then Jazzy Sensation, Jazzy 5, African Bambaataa. Then Love Rap, Spoonie G.
That's it. That's it.
That's back.
Those are definitely icons and legends.
And I know you like, Taz up on this.
Yeah,
that's
right. When you do Spider D and the rest of these songs on, I have a young man that's one of my students that's here at my home, you know, and he's like, yo, my mama stopped going to the skating rink because they always played that old school at the skating rink. And I think he's about, what, 14, 15 years old? I'm like, how in the world he know about this? But that goes to show you that's hip-hop. Good music always will last, you know?
Right. I want you to tell the people, because we got 7 minutes left, tell the people what your next project you're doing, when the CD is going to be out, and how they can reach you on the net.
That'll work. You know, my next project, I do Youth Against Violence Educational Workshops here in the ATL in Jonesboro every other Saturday. As a matter of fact, the next one is May 17th at Tara Discount Mall, right off of 75 South. You get off Griffin and Jonesboro exit, that's exit 235. Again, Tara Discount Mall. You can reach Sparky D at www.myspace/SparkyD is back. And you can also go to SparkyD.org. You know, that's the new website. It's up and coming, and we're building. Spider D is waiting for me to give him more information. But you can go to SparkyD.org or www.myspace/SparkyD is back. You know, my album will be out in August, as well as my book. I wrote a book, and it's called From the Pit to the Palace. And just doing a darn thing for the kids. It's not about me. It's about the kids, you know. And God gets all the glory. Nothing that I have done, because without him, where would I be, Taz?
For real. And I want to say I appreciate you for coming on the show, taking your time out. And also, I'm just like I said, you were one of my favorite artists, as you know, as I was growing up. We probably both the same age. Dap, high five. like I said, when I met you, it was just so cool and so grand. And like I said, the invitation is always open. You just come by the house and we kick it and I cook something.
Yeah.
And you listen to some of these beats and trip out and we just have a good time. For real.
For the new listeners, let's just say for the young cats, can I just give them a little something? Can I give them a little taste how Sparky D used to be? Sparky D is in the house, no introduction needed. Start the rap game. How could you act conceited? Gave you rap battles with my girl Roxante before any Bismarck or get in play. Like Run DMC, I made you walk that way. Piece of Big Poppin' L, Jam Master J, old school flow, how you know that's me? The SPARKYT. If you're in the industry, you know that's me. Big up to my peeps in the NYC. Been doing my thing since Murphy's Clap. If it wasn't for that, the game record was whack. Who put it down for you young school cats? Back in the days, we didn't do it like that. What? Old school cats break bread with one another. New school cats can't stand each other. Come on, y'all. We got to get it together. It's unity in one in the body of Christ. We got to do what it do. Hip-hop forever. That's a culture. Peace.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. And I'm going to leave out the last song with the last 4 minutes, She's So Deaf, Sparky D. Thank you, Sparky, for coming on again. And
my pleasure. I thank you.
And I will get with you for real so we can just set up a date so you can come through.
That'll work.
She's So Deaf on ATAZP Live. Thank you. Next week is a repeat. I will be out of the state, matter of fact, in Virginia recording 16 tracks with my brother Ron L, the Love Brothers 4th CD. Until then, peace.
Deaf. She's so deaf.